Secretary of State official Margaret O'Reilly of Fenton has been named director of the Michigan Film Office. Governor Rick Snyder announced O'Reilly's appointment on Friday. It's effective as of October 29th. She fills the vacancy created by Carrie Jones, who is leaving to become executive director of the Michigan Venture Capital Association. O'Reilly is director of strategic planning for the Michigan Department of State. She's previously served as founder and president of O'Reilly Consulting, which provides tax-related services, marketing strategies, and government relations councils to businesses and local and state government entities. The Michigan Film Office attracts incoming production companies and promotes the growth of the state's film industry. It's housed within the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. A 51-year-old Michigan man faces charges related to poaching deer and turkey. The Shiawassee County Sheriff's Office says that Brian Birchmeyer was arraigned on Friday on 125 misdemeanor counts. Birchmeyer of Owosso Township is charged with 115 counts of taking or possessing deer over the legal limit and 7 counts of taking turkey without a permit. He's also charged with illegal baiting. A state conservation officer found a number of antlers and illegal bait piles near this month at the Birchmeyer home, about 70 miles northwest of Detroit. More than 170 antlers, as well as shoulder mounts, crossbows, and turkey beards were seized. Birchmeyer could face more than $120,000 in reimbursement payments and up to 90 days in jail. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources says that a record-setting muskellunge has been caught in Antrim County. The DNR said Friday that Joseph Seeberger of Portage landed the fish October 13th on Lake Bel Air. The muskie weighed 58 pounds. It was 59 inches long and had a girth of 29 inches. State records for fish are based on weight. The previous record was held by Kyle Anderson of Rapid City. In 2009, he caught a muskellunge on Torch Lake in Antrim County that weighed 50.5 pounds. Seeberger's record catch was verified by a DNR fishery biologist at the Charlevoix Fisheries Research Station and a DNR conservation officer. The following are cash bids for Friday, October 19th, 2012, as of 5 o'clock p.m. from the Cooperative Elevator with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat is at $8.27. Red wheat, $8.17. Corn, $7.26. Soybeans, $14.59. For navy beans and black beans, you can call the Cooperative Elevator for more information. Keep in mind the trading hours are continuous, but will be closed between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For updated market information, please contact any of their plant offices or check out their website, coopelev.com. For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. And for the latest in Thumb area news anytime, you can visit our website, thumbnet.net.
Welcome back to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week, USA at Harbor Beach in week number 9 of high school football. The finale before the playoffs begin next week. I'm Clark Ramsey. To my right of me is Dave Hansen doing the numbers tonight, Kylie Kowalski. We broke down other area games. Now it's time for the LEW Sports Game of the Week, USA at Harbor Beach. First, we'll break down the USA Patriots. Jason Beagle in his fourth year as head coach. He's 4-4 overall and 3-3 in the GTC West and are currently in a two-game skid, having lost to Vassar and Reese. No easy task for anyone.
Yeah, unfortunately, Vassar and Reese are two very tough teams. But, however, USA only lost to Vassar by 6 points and lost to Reese only by, only lost to Reese by a few points as well in a shootout. They were down big in that game and come flying back in the second half, had a chance to win that game. They had possession last.
And this team is better than what the record reflects. We covered USA back in week number 1 and week number 6 this season and have seen some excellent play from the red, white, and blue.
Clark, they're led by their backfield. They have a number of running backs that can do it all. Their quarterback is very solid, controls the tempo of the game. And you know what? He can watch the defense, read him, know whether he should pass or just take off with his feet. So he's talented as well.
Dave is talking about Jake Beachy, a 6'2" senior at the quarterback spot. He stays composed, and we've hit him. We've hit some of his receivers. We've seen him hit some of his receivers right in the numbers. Stride. Lost some words there for a second.
That's all right, Clark. And the big name to remember tonight is Dan Rick. When it comes to the passing game, he's a big-time receiver. He stands 6'1", 6'2"-ish somewhere in there, and he loves to be targeted in the red zone and the sidelines and stuff like that. He is dangerous when it comes to third and long, or he might even catch you play action on first down.
USA, for the most part, is a run-first offense, and for good reason. In the backfield, every dimension of a running back can be found.
Yeah, they start with McKay Jones. Speedy, he hits the outside and can burn you deep. Brandon Harper, just a straight downhill runner, north to south. He can blow through the line of scrimmage with full steam. And Tim Zuby's the other guy, and he's sort of their do-it-all wild card back. He can catch it. He can run with it. You never know what could happen with him. So some excitement on the backfield for USA.
And most of the running game is supplied through the hard work, predominantly through their big men. Big man number 72, Brendan Ballard.
Yeah, we love Brendan Ballard up here. According to the roster, he stands 6'6" and an even 300 pounds. And we're not exaggerating at all. This guy is a giant, and he takes two guys to block on every down.
For USA, the Patriots are averaging 24.6 on offense and give up 22, roughly plus two, for the Patriots in offense. And it makes sense. They're 4-4 so far, so pretty even in their stats as well.
Absolutely, and they've been in any game that they've played this year, so look for them to try and do the same again tonight.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports, the game of the week brought to you this week by Thumb Sailor, Knight's Insurance Agency, Rainey's Hunting Center and Bad Axe, McDowell Food and Family Center, Connick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, More Motor Sales of Carroll, More Shoreline of Sebring, K&S Insurance Agency, USA Schools, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, committee to elect independent candidate Edward J. Canfield, State Representative, and Elber Insurance Agency. Cellular phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. We are 16 minutes away from kickoff here in Harbor Beach, week number 9 of the regular season, MHSAA football. You're tuned to WIW Sports, your home for high school football. In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating its fifth anniversary thanks to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shop share 15 free loaner cars, a tow truck, and free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. Now they're remodeling for even better customer service and satisfaction. With higher trade-in allowances and a great supply to choose from, More Shoreline is offering some terrific deals on new Chevy pickups. All dealers' deals aren't necessarily created equal to More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
Your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fan, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you.